Okay, we're nearly out of time, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask your reaction to the other big story of the week, which is the split in the coalition, in part driven by the crossing of the floor and resignations of some Nationals MPs on the laws that we're discussing. What kind of parliament do you think we're coming back to in a couple of weeks?
I don't know, Tom. I mean, honestly, like, it's, you know, we had deal with this previously when the Nats left the Libs a little while ago. You know, is Susan, you know, big question being asked at the moment, is Susan Lee going to make the difference, you know, be able to last the time? Will maybe this change if it's not Susan Lee in the chair? I don't know. And it's really the confusion. And what one of the things I really reflect on is in the politics this week, and it has been a week of politics when I don't believe it should have been, politics can so often stand in the way of actually doing the job of keeping your community safe. Because I sat in question time on Tuesday, or I think it was Tuesday, yeah, and you had the coalition basically said, you know, all the questions going, you know, you should apologise, PM, for all the things you've done wrong. It's like, that's actually not helping us stay safe right now. And I think that's the concern that people have, and people look at, you know, what's going on with the coalition, and they, you know, throw their hands up, because it's a drama about themselves, and it's a drama about politics. It's not a drama about substance, and it's not a drama about, you know, how do we make this country better? How do we hold the government to account? They have a big majority. They really need to be held to account to make sure that they do the right thing by people. And it's being missed at the moment because of all this infighting, and I think of all the political fray that's with the coalition right now. So I think it comes back a bit to the crossbenches, like, well, whatever form the coalition's going to be in or not, someone's got to hold the government to account. And I think that's certainly, I see, is my job.
Well, Allegra Spender, thank you for giving us some time. Thank you for coming again on the pod, especially on this National Day of Mourning for the victims of the Bondi killings.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks for joining us this week. You can write to us at australianpolitics@theguardian.com. This episode was produced by Camilla Hannan. The executive producer was Alison Chan. The Guardian Essential Poll with Josh Butler and Peter Lewis will also be back from next week. I'm Tom McElroy. Thanks for listening. Thank you.